The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You missed the first hour. You missed Dr. Phil on a mobile, and you missed a lot of other good stuff, all available on podcastarena.com. Go check that out. A very funny segment. A couple of things. Did you see they reopened Jacksonville Beach today?
No.
They reopened Jacksonville Beach, and I'm looking at
I knew
at a
Florida
picture.
Would be like the first one jumping into the. I mean, because it's Florida, so obviously they're going to be the first ones trying to. Oh, we'll be fine here. Don't you worry about us. We got it all figured out down here in Florida. But
Duval.
Yeah, Duval. Yeah. But you know what's going to. It's going to go poorly.
There's the picture that they tweeted out from one of the newscasters there. It looks like there's about 100 people. On the beach there.
Well,
so must be a nice day for it.
I guess.
I honestly thought Vegas would be the first one to come back.
You know, they're in a hurry.
Well, and that mayor is really pushing for it. So
yeah, she's crazy too. I mean, I don't understand why we're doing it. Really? You don't understand why? I find that hard to believe. Like, I understand the desire to get through it quickly, but saying you don't understand why, I have a harder time with that. That seems unlikely to me that anyone would be like, I just don't understand why we're doing this at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I get it because, you know, that's you're losing millions a day, you're losing tax dollars, you're losing jobs. I get the whole thing, but you know,
I just don't understand why.
Well, right. I'm with her. I don't understand why either.
Right.
God. But one other thing on the poker tournament, I keep getting a lot of questions about I'm not approved yet. Just please be patient, guys. The way it's working is you make your payment and you apply for the club. Jerry will go in once he confirms. We have to check the payment against your sign-in and everything else. Once he does that, he'll approve you, and then you'll be set up, and you can jump in and register after that. But it takes a little time, and if you still aren't in by tomorrow morning, then please hit me up. But otherwise, just please be patient. It's not you know, it's not something that happens in 5 seconds. I mean, we... you know, this was the hard part of it last time. There is a process. It takes some time and we have to just confirm everybody. So, I know patience is not something that most people have. I don't myself, but just asking for a little bit if that's okay. All right. And looks like we're gonna have another good field. So, Jordan says just checking in from Greenville, Mississippi. You guys keep up the good work on his way to Arkansas. So, he's not going to be able to play tomorrow, but he is going to, he said he was going to donate an entry. So
nice.
There you go. Which is really cool. A couple people did that last week that couldn't play. And they said, no, just keep the money rather than get it refunded. So I thought that was pretty cool. We're talking about the Las Vegas mayor. Man, she is getting very, very frustrated. There's no question. And, you know, I mean, I'm not ready to go back to Vegas. And that's the one place where, I mean, everybody's handling chips. That was where I think if I got it is when we were in Vegas. because
that's the most likely time we would get it.
Yeah, because there were a lot of Euros there, and you're handling chips, and it's just a germ fest. But yeah. Here's what she said: the shutdown has become one of total insanity. I am asking, open the city, open Clark County, open the state. She said, reading to the city council. She says, the number of people who have tragically died statewide from the illness represents less than 0.5% of the state's more than 3 million people. For heaven's sake, being closed is killing us already and killing Las Vegas, our industry, our convention and tourism business that we have all worked so hard to build. The longer we wait to do this, the more impossible it will become to recover.
I mean, I think that's true. I think the longer it goes on, the harder it will be to recover. But it's also, if we go back too soon, there may be no recovery. It may just be you die.
Well, I mean, I think the damage has been done here. I mean, it's not going to, just getting back to work is not going to recover anything right away. I mean, getting back to where we were, that all sounds fine. But, I mean, there's going to be industries that are going to continue to suffer and might not even survive. I mean, some people just aren't going to go back to Vegas, you know? So I think it's a, I mean, I get it. I mean, everybody, and look, all of us are getting hammered right now in terms of money. I mean, it's just, you know, even those of us who are able to work, and you know, a lot of our business is appearances and things like that. Well, guess what? We can't do that right now.
Right.
And, you know, I would love for tomorrow to be able to start doing live shows again. But realistically, you know, I don't think that's something that we're going to be doing for a while. And so it's going to be an adjustment, and getting those things back is going to take time. And you just have to, you know, you have to roll with it and realize it's just like all these sports leagues. We're all having to make some sacrifices. We're all taking a hit. And let's just take the hit now so we don't have to do it again.
Well, that's the way I've kind of looked at it, is if I've got to stick around, if I got to stay at my house an extra week or two to make sure that I don't have to go back in 2 months, that's what I would rather do.
Yeah, and yeah, from our perspective, we can keep doing this for a while. I mean, I think we've, you know, I mean, obviously you'd rather be in the studio, but I think we're doing fine. I think we're doing fine. And
of course, I mean, would we rather be in the studio? Yeah, surely. But you know, it is what it is.
I have another Rona related thing for you from the New York Post. This is how they phrase it. This is how the Post phrases it, not me. I want to make that clear. Some disgusting U.S. landlords are taking advantage of the coronavirus crisis by trying to coerce their cash-strapped tenants into sex-for-rent agreements.
Oh, I've seen that on Pornhub. That's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, and did you ever see that movie, The Grifters?
I've not seen that.
It's a really good movie, but Annette Bening is naked on her bed when her landlord comes in, and she hasn't paid him, and she puts the money on the desk and says, "The money or the lady?" he went for the lady.
Of course he did.
She was smoking hot back then, because it's like 25 years ago. But apparently in Hawaii, the Commission on the Status of Women has seen 10 complaints of sexual harassment by landlords. Said, "We've received more cases at our office in the last 2 days than we have in the last 2 years." And Chicago, same thing. We've seen an uptick in sexual harassment. Since it started, landlords have been taking advantage of the financial hardships of many of their tenants in order to coerce their tenants into a sex for rent agreement, which is absolutely illegal. Is it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely illegal? Not like a little bit wiggle room illegal?
I guess there's no wiggle room.
that's a damn shame.
Yeah.
I mean, what if that's on the initial lease agreement?
Well, you have to go by that. I bet it's legal in Nevada.
I bet it is.
So,
What if you say, listen, you could just be the guy who says, okay, well, are you worse if you're a real estate agent, but a landlord who gives that as an option? Or are you worse if you are a person who just says, listen, you don't have money, you're evicted? I would think like any agreement you could come to, at least it's an option. I'm not saying a lady has to take it or a dude. I don't know if it's getting offered to everybody, but I think I would want the option at least.
Well, what if it was a dude landlord and he told you you could keep your, you know, keep your place for a month if you serviced him?
I mean, I don't think I would do it, but I would at least appreciate having the option versus him just saying, listen, you're evicted, period. You're gone, right? Isn't that what we're all looking for, is options? Like,
yeah.
That's what you – like, if your landlord came to you tomorrow and said, listen, rent's due, and you're like, I don't have any money, and the landlord says, all right, well, just have your stuff out tomorrow. Like, wouldn't your question to him be, what are our options here? What can we do? Like, that, I feel like I would want my landlord to come up with a couple options.
Yeah.
And if you're the kind of lady or man who feels comfortable with that, cool. And if not, yeah, that's an option for a reason.
I kind of feel like if I had no choice, if I had to, you know, if I had to keep my place, I mean, one time, what the hell? You know? I don't know. I'm guessing that these are kind of your lower rent type of landlords that are doing this kind of thing. And it is pretty scuzzy, but it's not really not really surprising.
Yeah.
832 said Kingwood held a little farmer's market yesterday. Some lady on Facebook said it was her prerogative to go if she want to. I had to respond and tell her how dumb she is. People are stupid. The reality is, there's people out there that are going to do whatever they want, and you know, you can't control them, so you just do your best to protect yourself from those kind of people. And you know, I mean, I get it. I just, you know, to me, if you're wearing mask and glove and everything else, is it really any different than going to grocery store? Probably not. But you know, they've told us not to do that right now. So
right.
It's coming back. I mean, maybe it's coming back too early. Maybe not. I don't know. But everything's coming back, and now we have a little bit of a time frame. So just be patient. Don't be having parties. Don't be Jerry Bowe's neighbors. You know, just wait. We're getting there. And you know, I mean, it sucks, but you know, it's better to suck once. It's like if you can get the rent for once, okay. But if you have to do it two or three times, then that really sucks. So 409 says 610 has reached the final stage of grief. They started out mad about the trade and now claiming David Johnson will arrive in Houston with renewed excellence and dominate.
Oh,
and
no.
And they're discussing it over a heavy metal soundtrack. It's amazing.
Yeah, I heard David Johnson. I saw a lot of his quotes today. And what'd you think of getting traded to the Texans? Man, I was excited. It was great for me because I'd been benched behind a rookie and then they brought in some scrub and they got all my playing time despite the fact that I was one of the highest paid guys on the team. So I was a little frustrated. I was really glad to get out of there and come someplace like Houston where I'm presumably not going to be the third string running back.
Yeah. Exactly. I read all his quotes and it's just like, okay, yep. Great. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And streamed on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. It's been an interesting show so far with all kinds of stuff. So, 409 says the only problem with the alternate arrangement is that servicing your landlord wouldn't be legally binding. If I were a landlord and had a hot chick as a tenant, I'd get serviced and evictor anyway.
No, I would want a receipt. I'd say, write me a receipt and we'll get this done.
Yeah. So, yes, what time was the Dr. Phil interview? I missed it, and apparently it's a must hear. Is it up yet? I don't know. Aaron, is it up yet?
Yep.
4:30 was when it was. And yes, 409, I did say exactly what you thought I said about sucking once. So, man, this I remember RJ telling the story about this Vegas mayor, how she's the wife of Oscar Goodman, who was a mob lawyer, and then he was mayor forever. And, you know, now she's the mayor. So
seems kind of shady, right? Yeah. But would you expect anything less in Vegas?
No, no.
It's got to be shady.
So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is the number. 713-780-3776. Yo, the draft is going to be next week. Do you feel like, I don't know if I feel like it's right around the corner there.
I mean, we're coming up on it. We're carrying it on our station, in fact.
Yeah, yeah. Tell the people about that again.
Thursday, our show will end at 6 o'clock, and we'll go straight into draft coverage. Friday, our show will end at 5 o'clock, and we'll go straight into draft coverage. And then Saturday at noon, we'll start draft coverage, and it should go till about, 6:30 or 7 o'clock, whenever it ends. But yeah, covering the taking care of the draft here on ESPN 97.5.
I'm really interested in how the media is going to cover this. It's going to be a little different. Obviously, they're going to be doing it from home and stuff. But I'm always fascinated with things like that, so I'm curious. I think it's going to be I think it's going to be interesting. The Chronicle sent us a timeline of what the dates are for reopening here.
Okay.
According to the strike force. So April 22nd, current restrictions on medical procedures will be loosened. It says adequate supplies of hospital beds must be maintained. Currently, hospitals and other medical specialists are not allowed to perform non-essential procedures. This new change will allow doctors to treat patients without having to request state approval. So if you've got something else going on, then you'll be able to go and get checked. On April 24th, retailers will be allowed to offer to-go options for customers.
I thought we were already doing that.
Yeah, we are already doing that. It's just the ones that are weren't considered essential. Well, now they can reopen. It says April 27th, we'll introduce a phased-in strategy to open Texas in a safe way. It'll require comprehensive testing and assurances of hospital readiness. It will focus. I don't even know what this means. They're going to have another announcement on April 27. It says we will consider the possibility of opening more businesses like restaurants, movie theaters. We will also consider expanding elective surgeries. So, if you did your virtual consult with Dr. Linville, you can you'll be able to get that done. It looks like April 27th. The stay-at-home order expires on April 30th. But schools will be closed for the remainder of the year. It doesn't mean that there's no school. It just means people aren't going there. They'll continue to do it virtually, or they will allow teachers to go back to their classrooms now, and they can do it for there. So anyway,
we got word from our kids' school district today, and I guess a couple of districts were ahead of the game on it, and they would already close things down. So it's official in my neck of the woods that gone. No more school this year. My kids are pretty stoked about it.
Well,
they still have to do school.
Doing...
Yeah, they've still got online crap to do. Okay. But, they can, again, like everybody, they can, unlike that doctor or whatever that guy is who wants us to get dressed up, they can just wear their pajamas to school. Pretty easy.
No, no, you can't do that, AJ. For the love of God. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I haven't talked to my daughter to find out what their thing is, but they've talked about pushing graduation back, but, you know, I don't know that putting all those people together, because, like, her school, like, Will graduated from the same school, and the freaking graduation was, I think, at NRG.
Well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, so it sucks for her because, you know, she missed out on her senior prom. She's missing out on graduation. I feel bad for all those kids, but, I mean, it's just everybody's missing out on something. So, you know, I mean, it's a shame, but, hey, she's and what I wonder about, and maybe, you know, somebody who's a teacher can answer this on the text line for me, how does this affect people who are supposed to, like her, who's supposed to start college next year?
Yeah, it's going to affect
them. I mean, you know, that I'm curious about that. I know my son's still doing online classes because, see, this is, I keep up with my kids through Twitter. It's pretty sad. But he gets on there and bitches about his online classes, so that's how I know he's still doing them. But, yeah, but I mean, I mentioned this the other day. We are fortunate that we live in a time where we can do that. I mean, if this happens 20 years ago, you can't be taking online classes. I mean, you know, you can't be working from home like we're doing. I mean, so at least there's that. Now I'm going to wear whatever the hell I want. I don't care what the LA Times says. But, yeah, you can work from home. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You know, I guess I want to shout out to all our people in the Golden Triangle that we haven't seen in forever. I hope you guys are hanging in there over there. We haven't forgot about you. In fact, that's why we did one of the charities over there for our poker tournament. Did you see who got in a little trouble for calling it the China virus?
No.
Bill Maher.
No.
Yeah. He says, what, you have the audio? Okay, I'll give you a second. Yeah, he said, I'll wait for the audio. You can listen to him, but, well, you make sure there's one part where there's an F word, so make sure that's
Oh, I bleeped it. I tried to get it as short as I could, but it's like 4 minutes.
Oh, well, we don't want to do all 4 minutes. But he basically, I'll just paraphrase it and maybe we can pull out a couple quotes from him, but said, what if people hear Chinese virus and blame China? The answer is we should blame China. We can't afford the luxury anymore of non-judginess towards a country with habits that kill millions of people. He said there were bigger tainted fish to fry and said if the sun exploded, many of the online lefties would whine about the first person who called it a dwarf star. And he says, Jesus bleeping Christ, we can't even have a pandemic without getting offended. When they named Lyme disease after a town in Connecticut, the locals didn't get all ticked off. So he says, it scares me that there are people out there who would rather die of the virus than call it by the wrong name. This isn't about vilifying a culture. This is about facts.
Well, is he getting negative backlash on that?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
listen, I'm not a doctor, so I don't. I've heard that this started at a wet market in China. Then I heard, well, maybe it didn't start at a wet market, and then there's people who are saying maybe it could have started in a lab. I don't know, so I'm not mad at anybody till I figure out, like, oh yeah, someone definitely did this.
Yeah, was it a bat? Was it, you know? I mean, who knows? Who knows? I like the China virus. I like calling it the China virus. I'm kind of with him. I'm with him and the president. I think it should be the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus. I still think tiger virus is the best thing, but that's just me. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you. And that other stuff, too.
What is the weather? That is the weather. yo, papa, ta papa, papa, ta papa. And then you go, yo, dum, 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 yo, dum, dum, yo, yo, yo. So like, right. Wait, I think he said, what's that? Hold on. Now, what is he trying to say about society?
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Scientists, yes, scientists who are generally pretty liberal, have been naming diseases after the places they came from for a very long time. Zika is from the Zika forest. Ebola from the Ebola River. Hantavirus, the Hantan River. There's the West Nile virus and guinea worm and Rocky Mountain spotted fever and, of course, the Spanish flu. MERS stands for Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. It's plastered all over airports and no one blogs about it. So why should China get a pass? Congressman Ted Lieu tweeted, "The virus is not constrained by country or race. Be just as stupid to call it the Milan virus." No, that would be way stupider because it didn't come from Milan. And if it did, I guarantee we'd be calling it the Milan virus.
I'm with him. We're back on the Blitz. That was Bill Maher. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 409 says, "I'm an assistant principal at a high school in our district. We're providing material online for students to complete, as well as access to material to pick up in person. We've also loosened up the grading guidelines and are doing everything we can to make sure seniors graduate with no problem." I assume all districts are doing the same. And I got three or four texts that basically said that. So hopefully, assuming they're – well, I mean, I guess if they keep doing it online in the fall, kids will be able to start college that are planning to go. So,
well, I go back to – I don't know if we call it China flu, and he mentioned Spanish flu in that clip. And, like, if you do the research on Spanish flu, there's no evidence that it started in Spain. There's no evidence of that. They just decide, oh, well, that's just a good – it's a good name for it. So, I don't know. I mean, listen, I was never planning on giving any of my tourism dollars to China, so that's not – it's not affecting me one way or the other, not affecting my my view of China either way, but I just think that until we know for certain where it came from, maybe calling it the China flu is not the best thing.
I'm okay with it. You know what? If it kills me, I don't really care what you call it.
You know what, though? We also live in a country full of stupid rednecks who will do violence on Chinese people and mistreat Chinese American people because they think it somehow it's their fault. So it's probably the last thing we need.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, we've got a lot of idiots out there.
Yeah,
AJ,
if we can get rid of the dumb rednecks in this country, then maybe we can start naming things after where they come from.
Well, it's not all dumb rednecks. If we could just get rid of all the damn dumbs, because there's a lot of people of a lot of races that are just dumb, and you know. That's who I want rid of. Just let me Thanos snap them out of existence and we'll be fine. 281 asks, "What's your opinion on today's journalism? It seems to me the majority is nothing but opinionated articles with a liberal or conservative agenda." Depends on how you define what journalism is. And the reality is there's very few places where you can just get news. And that's one of those things that... you know, I've talked about a lot. There's everything is couched with an opinion now. And so, of course, there's going to be some kind of bias one way or the other. But in general, there's still, you know, the Associated Press still basically tries to do, even them, though, I see that they have they have some columns that they do now. And it kind of, to me, you know, it's, I know that's what everybody wants is opinion, but we are losing, you know, the basic fact thing. And I just think, there's no going back. I'm afraid it's already gone and this is what we are. And I think it's very dangerous, but you know, it's hard. Everything is hard to trust right now. It's like, okay, whose opinion is this?
Right.
What's their agenda? Yeah, don't quite understand a couple of these things here, so I'm going to pass on them. But 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. 337 says, sounds like one of y'all lit a joint. No, sorry. Wouldn't smoke in the house anyway.
I lit my candle.
Ah, well, there you go.
I didn't light a joint.
Yeah, well.
I don't have any old school marijuana.
I have
like
that
you would actually light on fire and smoke. I have like a, I still have a little bit of, I've got about a cartridge left of oil and a very small supply of gummies left. And who knows how long this pandemic is going to last.
Yeah, I have a little of the former, and I still have some old school bud, but I haven't really been smoking very much. I only used it to try to sleep when I was going through that stretch where I couldn't sleep, but it didn't really work for me. Nothing worked. There was like 4 days in a row where, I mean, it didn't matter. If I go to bed at 10, I'd wake up at 2:30, couldn't go back to sleep, and or 4 o'clock. It was just ridiculous. And so finally I've kind of gotten back to normal, but you know, I would try to hit that pin a little bit because in the past it's helped me sleep, but it didn't. I just pop right up.
Hard times.
Like nothing ever happened. Oh boy. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and I got some football stuff. If you want to do that, I've got some movie stuff. By the way, if you're a fan of Bosch, which I am, that's released today. So I will be binge watching Bosch this weekend. I think it's season 6. It's a really good show about, you know, one of those, it's a detective show based in Los Angeles. And he's one of those guys on the edge. Hey, were you a Green Hornet fan?
No.
Yeah. Seth Rogen did the one in 2011.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
Well, and I'm just not a fan of the Green Hornet himself, but
right. But it's not necessarily Seth Rogen's fault. It's just not a character that I was interested in anyway.
Well, guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna reboot it.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Apparently it's the guy who was the former Marvel Studios president and is doing it, but says, this is one of the only standalone classic superhero franchises. We're a bunch of fan geeks and are thrilled about creating something fresh and truly worthy of this legacy property. A new world that is relevant and thrilling while respecting and honoring the original version of creator George W. Trendle. That's from The Hollywood Reporter. Okay. Yeah, I'm not, I'm just not very interested.
Yeah, I wasn't really interested when Seth Rogen did it, and then because, I mean, I love Seth Rogen. I just don't know if Seth Rogen is the kind of guy I'm looking for in a superhero movie. So it just wasn't for me.
Yeah, I watched the movie. I didn't like it, and like I said, it had nothing to do with Seth Rogen. It's just I thought, you know, it didn't work. It was kind of like Green Lantern. It just didn't work. So, and nothing against the actors in it. I just think it. Yeah, well, let's face it. Most of the X-Men movies haven't worked. I mean, there've been a few good ones, but you always wanted. Was it The Price is Right you always wanted to do?
That's my show. Yeah.
Well, imagine going on there and winning a prize, and of course it doesn't air until now. Well, this guy won a trip of a lifetime, a free trip to this year's Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, and, man.
It aired this week because it was pre-recorded. And of course he's all excited, and it's like, I got some bad news for you, buddy. I think they're just going to give him cash because the prize was valued at $13,000, which, you know.
Seems fair.
Yeah, yeah. But it's pretty funny when you have to pre-record all that stuff. And And then you get something like that. Oh, you get to go to the Stanley Cup Finals. So, yeah. So he says, is there any superhero they never did right that could be great? I think Punisher, if done right, could be pretty good. I think Punisher was
done right on Netflix.
I agree. Yeah. And I thought Daredevil on Netflix was better than the Daredevil movie.
Oh, way better. I still think Gambit is a character from X-Men that they've not unlocked the potential on yet. I still think X-Men in general could be done right, better, but it just takes the right vision, I think. I always talk about Spawn. Spawn was like my favorite comic book when I was a kid, and they did one movie and it was horrible. I also realize Spawn is a tough movie to do because Spawn doesn't talk, but there's got to be a way to do it better than what they did. And I feel like if someone found the way to do that right, I'd be interested in that.
I just think that's a hard one to do.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he doesn't talk. But you'd have to make some adjustments to the character. So, but I think, I do think at some point, especially now that the guys who have been doing the Marvel stuff have gotten a hold of X-Men, I think it can be pretty good. But I think they've wasted so many storylines that could have been done well that it might be hard. But, you know, and I mean, Wolverine worked out, although, you know, obviously we talked about that a little bit, no more Hugh Jackman, but, you know, I don't know. To me, I think X-Men can be fixed. I just don't think Fantastic Four can be fixed.
Probably not.
And I think we don't really need to see any more of those. But all right,
a couple people mad at me about the China flu discussion that we had. Maddie says, LOL, dumb rednecks disagree. Just as many dumbasses that aren't rednecks. I've met some intelligent rednecks in my day. Well, those guys wouldn't be dumb rednecks then. Lots of rednecks that are far more polite, compassionate, and courteous than most others. I don't mean country folk. I'm not talking about, like, I don't know. I guess it's your definition of rednecks. To me, a redneck is like it's the nicest way I can put of a – I can't even say the other word. So I'm not talking about, like, a hillbilly country boy or, you know, just some guy who drives a pickup truck and wears cowboy boots. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, a redneck mentality. And Wes says, for someone who says they're not a Democrat, you sure do line up with their values pretty close. If by my values line up with, like, being against racism, okay, you got me on that one. I guess I'll take the L there. And those values I can't seem to get away from. Sorry.
Well, I think maybe the definition of redneck is a little broader than what you're describing.
I think I meant it in a different way than it was taken.
Fair enough. All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And want to remind you that tomorrow is the second Houston Online Poker Charity Classic, brought to you by SportsMap and ESPN 97.5. 2 o'clock. Please get signed up by noon. $60, 10 of which goes to two charities, Kids Meals, which delivers food to children in the Houston area, and Southeast Texas Food Bank in Beaumont. Just go to the editor's picks on sportsmap.com or email promotion@galmedia.com. And guys, if you have signed up or if you pay your money and then have signed up and you haven't been approved yet, just be patient. Jerry will get to it. I'm still getting a lot of messages from people saying, hey, can you approve me? No, just Jerry will do it. It's just a lot of people. It takes a little time. Please be patient. But looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun tournament. That reminds me, I got to text Jerome and remind him. But yeah, Norman Chad's going to play again. He's a left-hand genius, in case you get to a table and you're wondering who's talking all that trash. Now you will know. So, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this one is kind of a sad story, but it's also one where you just want to say, really, guys? I think we talked about having to tell, in my case, in-laws, hey, quit going out with people a few weeks ago. Was it your mom or your dad you had to tell to stop doing that?
It was my in-laws, my mother-in-law.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 8 seniors in Florida insisted on playing their regularly scheduled poker game. And within weeks, 3 of them are dead. 94-year-old Marcy Freeman, 84-year-old Beverly Glass, and 86-year-old Fred Sands all passed away from the Rona because they were doing weekly poker games. And what have we said about how disgusting chips are? I mean, you're passing chips around to each other. You're passing money around to each other. And, you know, you're 94 years old. I guess you're probably thinking, ah, what the hell? But the ones who, the survivors say they suspect this is what did it, because one of them had a bad cough and was sniffling during their final poker game, though no one thought much of it at the time. So, many of the retirees apparently were still hitting casinos before and after the group's final game. Which, people, you know, hey, well, you know what? At that age, if you're going to go out, and, you know, you might as well go out gambling.
I guess so.
But, I don't know. But, yeah, so it was March 12th was their last game. And, I mean, literally the last game for some of these people. So, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
281 says that's a good run in my book. Hell, 94 is a good run for anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know that I'd want to be 94, because I can't imagine what those last 8 or 9 years would be like. They wouldn't be much fun. But I guess if I had a weekly poker game, maybe it would.
Yeah.
409, I guess they literally went all in.
Oh. Boy, a lot of people are mad at me about the dumb redneck thing. Listen, not all rednecks are dumb. My brother-in-law's a redneck. I don't think he's a dumb redneck, but he's a redneck. But when I say dumb redneck, I felt like I didn't really have to explain it, but you know what? I'm not going to bother to explain it. If you can't figure out the use of descriptive words, then you're one of the dumbs.
Well, I mean, yeah, all right. Let's just let it go. I think people take what we say way too seriously sometimes.
I don't care. I'm done arguing with people over dumb stuff. If you don't think there are dumb rednecks out there, well, I got news for you.
Well, it's like I said, there's dumb
yes.
everything out there. So, yeah, like the dumbass who just gunned his motorcycle while driving by outside. Yeah. That's
me.
A dumbass. That's more of someone with a small penis than a dumbass, but, you know. So, late hits with Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock. Are you guys doing your bar thing again tonight, Aaron?
Yes, we are. I think Creighton's on his way to Big City Wings right now. I've still got some beer sitting in the fridge. I even brought up one of my 2018 Buffalo Bayou Pecan Pie Bombers. So I'll be opening that probably next hour.
Nice. Don't you have to save that for late hits?
No, I still have some other stuff in the fridge.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I want to start off with the strongest.
Okay. And are we still having Jason and Patrick not drink?
I think... Creighton had a drink last week. He'll probably have one beer again this week.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I just go through them.
And Jason doesn't drink either?
No.
I feel like you should have to at least drink one beer if you're going to have the segment.
I tried. Well, it's the whole show.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
I apparently drink enough for all three of us.
All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with it. It's their show.
I even went under the radar earlier this week to pick up some Bombers, and they didn't make it to the week or to today. So
I've made it out to
what did you get from
a couple local breweries in the last week or two to pick up some of their fare. Everybody's putting out good stuff right now.
Yes. Yeah, speaking of which, True Anomaly, my beer is ready with them, and looks like we're going to be bottling it. So as soon as I have some information on that, they've already put it in the barrels, so it's aging now. But we have some of it that is not going to be barrel-aged, and I'll let everybody know when that's available, and they can go hopefully pick it up somewhere. So looking forward to that. Turned out really well. But 713-780-3776. Aaron, what did you get from under the radar?
For myself, I had two Bombers of the Midtown Bock, and then I picked up a couple of Radar Love and the Raspberry Love for the wife, and then they have the new Lemongrass Kolsch that I got her a Bomber of because she likes that kind of stuff.
Nice. That Midtown Bock is probably my favorite beer of theirs.
That is my favorite of theirs. That's why I bought two of them, and they went a lot faster than I planned on.
The Porter Authority is pretty good, too. That's not a bad beer, but they don't have it all the time.
Yeah.
All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 1 hour left in the week. Let's finish strong. You think you're going to do some play-by-play on this eating thing, AJ?
Yeah, I need to pull it up. Major League Eating. I'm going to pull it up now. I'll see what we can do.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Well, I should have known it.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.